the vehicle? Is the warranty?
The 6-year, 100,000 mile. Now, it comes with a 3-year, 36,000.
Yeah.
And then a 5-year, 60,000 on the powertrain. And then 10-year, 150,000 on the batteries.
Mm-hmm.
So the battery one doesn't bother me. Do we want to look at a...
The powertrain is for how long was it come with? 6 years, did you say?
5 years, 60,000.
I would entertain the 6-year, 100,000 mile. Devin, do you have any input on that? The warranty on the Toyota RAV4 hybrid for the assessor's office? It comes with a 3-year 36 bumper to bumper, 5-year 60,000 powertrain, and 10-year 150,000 battery.
Right.
Do we want to look at a 6-year 100,000?
Battery replacements, my understanding, for all that is high as 80,000.
Those should be covered up to 150,000 miles. So mainly the concern would be the bumper to bumper and the powertrain. 1766. I would tend to agree, but I don't know.
The powertrain, do you have anything about if there's more wear and tear on that due to this type of vehicle than you would normally?
Yeah, due to the terrain that they have to go in.
Due to the nature of us not having experience with the vehicle, I would be prone to want the extended warranty.
Same here.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure we're... The 6-year, 100,000 mile?
Yeah.
Move to approve the agreement for, buying between Taney County and Frank Fletcher Auto Number 7, LLC, doing business as Frank Fletcher Toyota of Joplin, for currently 2 vehicles with the 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Intergovernmental funding agreement for annual non-project specific capital improvements.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you. Thank you. This agreement between Taney County and the Sewer District, it's the same agreement we enter into every year, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
There's two.
Two agreements.
Thank you.
just updated with some of your plans for this year's use of the funds?
I'm sorry.
So just upgraded, updated with a little bit of plans for this year's funds?
Yes, the two funding agreements before you today. The first one is an annual non-project specific. That's for $701,075. That is for line items such as lift station upgrades, existing system studies, grinder pump upgrades, continuing I&I issues, post-construction improvements, GIS, SCADA, litigation related to capital projects, capital administration reimbursement. It's something we do every year that kind of takes care of those non-project specific costs. So that's an annual thing. And then the second one is specifically for Taneyville. We have just recently, as of last Thursday, taken over ownership of the Taneyville sanitary sewer system, the treatment facility, and their collection system. The system, we believe, is in pretty decent shape, but we know there are some pump upgrades and improvements that are going to be needed at some of their lift stations. So I did put together a small funding agreement for that in the amount of $50,000 that would just cover any cost as we work to finish out our acquisition of that system and evaluation of things and improvement of things that we find. I mentioned the lift stations need some attention.
That the first agreement, the annual agreement between the sewer district and Taney County, is separate from that.
Yes,
the first agreement is, and it's just pretty much then you're showing us what you anticipate with that agreement, the expenses out of it. Other than that, it would be the same that we've...
It's the same line items as before, just different amounts.
That's correct. Yeah, we update that every year. The only thing new about this non-project specific annual is that the Bee Creek loan is paid off, which is a really great thing. It's been a long-term project that was around since 06, I believe, and the bonds on that were paid off at the end of 2020. So that was normally included in that funding agreement, so that's dropped off. Pat Keck, county's attorney, has reviewed those agreements, and she's provided a letter there that's been approved by the school board as well at their last meeting.
I have no questions on the annual funding agreement. Does any commission have questions?
Nope.
I move to approve the annual intergovernment funding agreement between Taney County and Taney County Regional Sewer District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Then on the Taneyville sewer, if it doesn't cost that much, then obviously that money will be...
It won't be spent.
It won't be spent. It'll be the same line.
Yes, exactly. I don't think we will. Now, when we take a system over, what we're finding is we don't know about all the problems initially.
Right.
So what we do know about is a few pump stations that need some attention, but there may be some other things that pop up, which is why...
Everything's in there for a catch-all.
Yeah, I picked $50,000. That, you know, that's a decent number. It's not huge, but that should help take care of a lot of work if we need to over the next year or two.
My understanding is that the village of Taneyville approached you wanting it to be taken over.
That's correct. They approached us in October of last year and said they were struggling to maintain adequate funds given the way they're set up as a village and maintaining a clerk and maintaining a contract operator, paying the bills and things like that. And Taneyville has done their best. They work really hard. Something that would occur every couple few years where they would approach us and we'd have discussion about it and they do their best to make it work, but it just got to the point where they felt that it was best to transfer that to us and we're already set up to do that. We don't have to hire additional clerks or additional staff to maintain their system. There's about 260 customers out there. So it's a good sized little system, but it's not enormous. So I think it's a pretty good transition stays local. So I told them if they have any concerns or issues, we have a local sewer board that, you know, they can approach me and my staff in the office, but they can also come to the sewer board if they have concerns.
Sounds like a win.
I believe so.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the Taney County Regional Sewer District for the Taneyville Sewer Improvement Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Round Mountain Bridge Road Project, letter of recommendation and request for concurrence.
Yeah, so a couple weeks ago, you all voted on this to move forward with it. This is just the official paperwork that we need to submit to MoDOT. So it's a standard form letter that MoDOT requires to move the project forward, accepting the bid. And then we make what we call a request for concurrence of award, which basically MoDOT Federal Highway then obligate the money and or let the money loose, so to speak, to do the project. We verbally agreed to it about 2 weeks ago, if I remember right. It might have been three. So we've got all the paperwork now, and there's the official letters on the form, letters for, from MoDOT. Do we have any questions on that?
So this is just now going to MoDOT for their approval? I kind of thought we had done that.
Well, we never actually got the letter back from the county, so I apologize for that. So that's why we're here to run it back through. It's already been through MoDOT multiple times.
Uh-huh.
They've asked for this letter to come back to them.
Yeah.
And so we'll send this letter to that or whenever we get signed to them.
Then how long do you anticipate before they put their blessing on it so we can?
A week or two. I would say that they're well aware of it, so we'll be able to get the pre-construction conference set up with the contractor pretty quickly.
So we're looking more towards the end of January instead
Correct.
Of the middle.
Correct.
I'm misinformed. Customers have been calling because I thought it was.
I apologize.
No,
for the miscommunication. I just. That's 100% on me.
Then we need to approve this and. Yes.
And we've already awarded the bid, correct?
Yeah, I just need to get a signed letter from the commission.
And then as far as the concurrence for award, is that a separate thing, or just does that all happen with the signature?
That all happens.
Move to approve and enter into the record letter for Taney County Bridge, BRO-NBIL-B106001, also known as the Round Mountain Bridge Road Project.
Second.
We have second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
So this will be signed today and mailed out today to signatures.
MoDOT. Yeah, we'll get all signed today.
Do you need, how many copies do you need?
I just need one signed copy back.